new extension tool to help in animal ID education. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. The USDA has recently announced a new tool for its National Animal ID System website, providing education resources for extension agents and others. Rod Bain has the story.
USDA and its partners continue reaching out to encourage voluntary premise registration, and according to Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Bruce Knight, that outreach has produced positive results so far.
We're tracking progress on premise registration on a weekly basis. Producers have voluntarily registered their premise. That's 395,000 producers. That means one out of every four people who have livestock have seen that this is a wise thing to do.
But Knight points out that despite the continuing stream of premise registration, USDA must do better in educating the public on what NAIS is and what it means to them.
One of the most important advocates for animal ID are our partners in the countryside, such as extension personnel, folks in the livestock community that are providing and giving presentations, those sorts of things.
Several extension agents and animal ID supporters told USDA they needed additional resources on NAIS to present to farmers and ranchers. USDA recently announced a new tool to its existing animal ID website.
We've developed a separate section to our website to provide the basic information, talking points, slideshows, all sorts of clip art for extension personnel and other advocates to be able to really go out there.
This new web-based tool was formed in partnership between the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and the Cooperative State Research Education and Extension Service, and that similar agreements could be forthcoming in the next few months. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington.
Have a safe weekend and join us Monday on the Tennessee Radio Network.